Hello, DSC 2607 students. This is Mrs. Van Hoopen again with the third podcast for this module. In this podcast, we'll be looking at part A2 in the study guide that deals specifically with locating a single facility. Please keep your study guide and prescribed book by Krajewski at hand. Open Krajewski at chapter 11 on page 410 and the study guide on page 5. On pages 411 to 413, you will find the different dominant factors affecting location decisions. Then follows a paragraph on geographical information systems, GIS, before getting to the paragraph on locating a single facility, on which we are going to focus. On page 415, five steps are given as a systematic selection process in order to decide on a new location. These are the steps you should use whenever you are looking at locating a facility. One of the steps deals with qualitative factors, that is, factors that cannot be evaluated in monetary terms. We calculate weighted scores for each site when dealing with qualitative factors. The site with the highest weighted score is the best option. To see exactly how this is done, work through example 11.1 at the bottom of page 415. When we deal with quantitative factors, then we make use of the low distance method to assist us. So in a nutshell, with qualitative factors, calculate weighted scores. With quantitative factors, calculate low distance scores. The formula for calculating the load distance or LD score is given on page 416, where L is the load and D the distance. The distance between any two points can be determined using GIS, but in our case we make use of rectilinear or Euclidean distances. Let's turn to page 123 in Krajewski, where you will see exactly what these distances are and how to calculate them. For Euclidean distances, you have to calculate the square root of two terms. For rectilinear distances, we work with absolute values. Let's deviate slightly and talk a little bit about absolute values. Do you remember how to work with absolute values? Not? Well, it means we only look at the value of the number and not at the sign. For example, if we subtract 3 from 1, you get minus 2. The absolute value of minus 2 is 2, that is without the sign. So the absolute value of 1 minus 3 is 2. Let's go back to where we were. In order for you to calculate the rectilinear or Euclidean distances, you need the x and y coordinates of each potential site. In our case, the coordinates will be given to you. Once you have calculated the distances and you have the loads, then you can calculate the LD score for each potential site and select the best one. When we are dealing with costs, the lowest score will be the best one. See the example on page 6 in your study guide. Now, instead of having to calculate an LD score for each potential location, you can also start by calculating the center of gravity and then evaluate the locations in the vicinity of the center of gravity. At the bottom of page 416, you can read all about the center of gravity and the formulas to calculate it. Examples of how to calculate the center of gravity is given on page 417 in Krajewski and page 7 in the study guide. Previously, we said that when we deal with quantitative factors in locating a single facility, we calculate the low distance score. When these quantitative factors are expressed in terms of fixed and variable costs over a range of units produced, we can use break-even analysis. Work through the paragraph on page 418 and example 11.3 in Krajewski to see how it is done. Activity A2.1 on page 5 in your study guide shows another example. On page 423, Krajewski mentions three methods that are used to solve more complex problems where you look at locating more than one facility. We do not go into any detail using these methods, but we do look in the next podcast, and also in your study guide, at how to solve multiple site location problems by using the P median. This is the end of the podcast on locating a single facility.